It is Miami, Florida State week. And listen, this week, you know, we started on Monday and it was like, hey, we're going to do all Miami FSU. I'm not going to let the Dolphins annoy me. But then the Panthers annoyed me on Tuesday. The Heat annoyed us on the opener. And so yesterday we were kind of annoyed by the Heat because Wednesday night they stunk. Yeah. And then we've had conversation. Regardless, today on a football Friday, I want to flex a little Miami Hurricane swagger. And normally I would bring on, you know, a Hurricane. We talked with Gino Toretta this week and Don Bailey Jr. John Michaels was on with us. Mm-hmm. But I thought we'd bring on a Florida State Seminole because we could crow even more because those guys stink.
Danny might have a plan.
Maybe. Danny Cannell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk some Canes here, reminder, if you want some Canes gear, you get it at Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Danny Cannell comes to us courtesy of Bet Online, and I'm telling you, you want to check out the updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman odds, college football week 9 lines. You do it all at Bet Online. And here is proud Florida State Seminole, Danny Cannell. The floor is yours, Danny.
You know, I just want to make sure there's not on-air radio bullying because I feel like that's what's going to happen potentially. You know, you guys already start off taking shots, saying that we stink, and I don't even really have much. And what upsets me the most is how, like, Florida State, we handled our success last year with such grace and humility. and now you guys just want to rub our face in the dirt the minute we have a little bit of adversity. It's just, you know, I would have expected some class and dignity from you guys, but I guess it is what it is, so I'm here. I didn't, like, bail on the interview.
Sometimes you just
got to
take it. Sometimes you just got to take it. I mean, sometimes in life you got to be a man and you got to take it.
You do. Do you guys, when you're at the blackjack table at Hard Rock or wherever you may be playing, do you guys ever surrender? Are you guys surrender
Never.
People?
Never.
Me neither. I always want to punch the dude in the face that surrenders. But now I can kind of relate to him because if I could surrender.
But wait a second. If you had, let's say you had a $1,000 bet out there and you had a 20, would you surrender that?
No,
never,
absolutely
never,
not. Never surrender.
I don't either.
Never.
I don't either.
No.
But it's probably never. There's probably mathematically, we should ask Pizzola one day, mathematically there probably is. It's almost like a two-point conversion chart. There probably is a mathematical point based on however much you're betting as to when you should surrender a hand of blackjack.
Probably, but I want to make sure I don't say anything that's too misogynistic. So I won't say anything like any sort of reference, but I think you know what I was going to say about somebody who's going to surrender. And like to your point, I am usually straight by the book, like whatever the book says, right? Like I always hit 16 if the deal or someone, like those people are the worst too that want to, you know, fold. Like But I'm actually at that point where if I could surrender this game, I might surrender this game because that's how little confidence I have in the Noles.
You know, Crowder and I once in Vegas were playing blackjack. He was not a big blackjack player. For years I've played, but I play by the book.
Mm-hmm.
By the book. And Crowder, he was slightly inebriated. I may have been as well, but I still play by the book. But all of a sudden, Crowder's doing this gut instinct BS.
Yeah.
With 17 and 18.
He knows the three's coming. Yeah.
Hit.
He knows the three's coming
Hit.
On 18.
And the dealer's trying to help him. The dealer's going, are you sure you want to do that? Now Crowder's getting belligerent with the dealer because he thinks she's just making fun of his blackjack style. She's trying to help him. So now I'm jawing at Crowder because I had a lot to drink as well. And security came over. They thought that we were never going to fight, obviously, because I wouldn't last 4 seconds in a fight with Crowder. But security, obviously, to help me, came to break things up because it was getting so heated. But that was as angry, I think, as we've been with each other, without ever really being angry at each other, but in a real-life instance. But it was literally because he was not playing by the book, and it was pissing me off.
It's my damn money. Why are you worried about my money?
Right? Exactly. Although it does mess the whole mojo up,
yes,
the whole table. And I got a feeling like at the game this weekend, if I was sitting next to you, Hawk, I think I would be as mad as Channing was that night. Because I think it is going to be a long night for my Noles.
Yeah, but I joked earlier coming in, Danny. Like, can they turn it? Not, I would say turn it around. They've won one game, but can they be more competitive? The quarterback ins and outs. Like, we went through it at Florida. Merch gets hurt now. DJ Lagway, and you kind of see, you know, come up. They end up beating Kentucky. Like, is there anything that Florida State can do to kind of, you know, salvage something here late in the year?
So what about just keeping it respectful, right? I mean, Channing, that's what I'm looking for. Like, it's the season has been embarrassing, but I don't know if there's anything worse than getting embarrassed by your rival, right? So can they keep it respectable? And I think respectable is probably within two touchdowns or, you know, keep it close for the first half. Like, at least look the part like you belong on the field. And yet, you know, there's nothing Mario Cristobal and those Hurricanes would love than to rub their face in the dirt and remind them what happened 2 years ago when Florida State came in there and blew out Miami. Like, that was embarrassing for them. So they would love to return the favor. I'll say this because I'm trying to talk myself into some hope. Florida State actually played pretty good against Clemson. Like, I know they lost, and it was still a loss, and it was a double-digit loss. But they looked like they could hang on the field. They forced some field goals in the red zone. Their defense actually has been putting up a pretty good fight. There was one game I thought they quit, and that was against SMU. Every other game, I think the defense has kept it competitive. But, like, how many times can you ask them? And, Channing, you know, like, there's nothing worse for a defense than go out there time and time again and your offense does nothing. That's what's happened with Florida State. So I just wonder how long they can hang on versus this offense, which is the top offense in the country. Like, how long can they just keep it close? And the other thing is, too, it's been, you know, so much of talk has been about the quarterback. They've played three quarterbacks. How about somebody catch a dang ball? Like, there's been so many drops for Florida State. The offensive line has been atrocious. Like, I know the quarterback gets a lot of the blame, but the whole entire offense has been a mess. And I do feel like for them to keep it competitive, they've got to hit on a big play or two. They're going to have somebody step up and make a big play. But I don't see them driving the length of the field, you know, 10 or 12 play drives, which would really be beneficial to keep the ball away from Miami. I just don't know if they're good enough to do that. So, I mean, also my mindset would be like, send the house, you know, like if you're going to lose, go out in a blaze of glory, like blitz Cam Ward, try to force some turnovers, you know, try to get him flustered. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I hope they play aggressive and play, you know, with no abandon. But from what I've seen, I just don't have any confidence they can pull that off and keep it close.
Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of Bet Online. What about the spread? Are you going to bet FSU plus the points, or would you lay the points on this one?
To be honest with you, if it was on, like, it depends on where it is. If it's 20.5, I'd probably lay them with Miami. I don't envision any scenario except for me just wanting to back my team where I'd take 21 or, you know, 21.5. I tell you, the bet I kind of do like in this game is the under, because I do think Florida State's defense, again, they did force Clemson, who, and by the way, keep an eye on Clemson because they're playing as good as Miami and just, you know, they've been getting better and better. But, like, Florida State's defense did play a little bend, don't break. They forced a couple field goals. And like I talked about, the offensive struggles, I don't picture Florida State scoring many points. So, like, in a perfect world, I could see Florida State, you know, 34-10, which is 44. The total's at 54, I think. So, like, that's well under, you know. So I just think the under is probably the bet that I would back in this game, which is, I know it's a total cop-out. It's probably like the dude that's surrendering at the blackjack table or that, you know, walks away after he's down 20 bucks. But that's probably, I think, the best play in the game is the under.
And Danny, talking about betting odds, Cam Ward right now is the betting favorite to win the Heisman. Travis Hunter, I know, is in there, and I think he's the most – physically impressive guy right now playing both sides of the ball like he did. He got hurt, but whatever it is. And then the Boise State running back's always in there. You have to recognize the greatness of Cam Ward. Is he the best college football player as we sit here today?
He's the best quarterback. But, like, so I think this is going to be a really interesting race to the finish. And Cam Ward has some things going against him, primarily is the schedule. And it's not his fault. Like, he's played awesome. He's put up Heisman numbers. He's had his Heisman moments. But, like, this is a great example. Like, they need Florida State to be good. Like, how many eyeballs are going to be on this game if it does get sideways? And everybody's like, well, you know, it's not Florida State. So even if he throws for 350 and four touchdowns, kind of like he did against Louisville, which was at noon, which isn't a great time slot, like, people just aren't going to pay attention. I think Cam Ward's Heisman hopes come down to the ACC championship game. Like, I think that's going to be his moment to shine. It'll be on a national stage. It'll be versus his only ranked opponent. And by the way, I think he'll ball out in that game. But like I do, and I hate that the award has kind of become that. It kind of does at times if it's close, especially. It comes down to who is the MVP of the conference championship weekend. But I think he's more than capable of doing that. He rises to the occasion like not many quarterbacks I've seen. And I actually do really like Travis Hunter too. He's been like what he's doing, and I'm sure, you know, Channing, you guys both can appreciate this. He's doing things we've never seen, like, in the last 50 years. Like, sure, we've seen Charles Woodson play a little bit on both sides of the ball. We've seen Champ Bailey at Georgia play a little bit on both sides of the ball. We're talking about a guy who's averaging over 110 snaps a game. It's just insane. And then the other aspect that I don't think gets appreciated enough, like all those examples I gave and guys that played a little bit both ways, they had small packages on the offensive side of the ball. Like, here's 5 or 8 plays. Here's your routes. You don't really have to know the full, you know, options that you're running. You don't have to know the hot reads. We'll just protect you a little bit. What he's doing is he's getting the whole offense. Like, the playbook is on his table, and he's executing it perfectly. Like, that to me should be almost as impressive as what he's doing physically. I do think the number to keep an eye on, though, for Colorado, and they're kind of on pace to get there, is 8 wins. Like, I still do think they have to be 8-4. And he has to keep contributing. He's missed the last 2 games. He's left early because of injuries. That's, to me, what could hurt him. And Ashton Jeanty, last one, Boise State, he's similar to Cam Ward. Now, I think he has to break Barry Sanders' record of 26-26, I think, is his record for rushing yards in a season for him, and they have to run the table. But watch out for them, potential upset against UNLV on Friday night. If you want to stay up late and watch him, I think they got a really tricky matchup in Las Vegas against UNLV.
Look at that, a little gambling advice there, yeah. Unsolicited gambling advice, there Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. So Cam Ward, obviously, they have a Heisman hopeful quarterback. Canes are undefeated. They'd love nothing more than to, you know, run it up against FSU. It's at Hard Rock Stadium in prime time. FSU stinks. Man, this is a game that you should be nervous about if you're a Canes fan, right? Like, there is every pathway leads to a Canes blowout victory Saturday night, and that makes me slightly nervous.
I think it should. Like, but, like, I can't even – like, I've given you all the reasons why they should blow them out, you know? Like, but to be fair, I was that way 2 years ago when I sat there and watched the game for Florida State. It truly is when they say throw out the record books. You know, like, you're going to get Florida State's best punch early, but, like, can you counter it, and can you just kind of control the game, and can you take advantage early? Because always in a lopsided game like this where there's a heavy point spread, the underdog, the hope that they can pull it off continues to grow the longer it's close. You know, so like Miami needs to take control of this game early, pick a couple big Cam Ward touchdown plays, not give up any big plays, maybe force a turnover. If they do that, then you can kind of settle in, you can get comfortable. But if you don't, no, the crowd gets a little restless, like, uh-oh, they get nervous. Then it starts to permeate the bench. Like, guys get a little bit more uptight. I will say this, though. The fans might get nervous. Miami players aren't going to be nervous. Almost every game has been close and down to the wire. And I'm sure, Hawk, you saw this. I mean, I don't think the MVP of this team is Cam Ward or Damian Martinez or Xavier Restrepo. The MVP of this team is the ACC Command Center. I mean, that's who keeps the hell out of the
Danny. Danny, I mean,
that's your MVP.
He was tweeting about it on Saturday. I mean, this guy is incorrigible. Every call that somehow is the refs are helping them out is the right call. They didn't know it. They haven't gotten bailed out once. The only thing that's happened is they've had the wrong calls made originally, and the command centers had to make it correct.
Yeah, does Al Riveron, the head of the ACC officials, does he stay at your house this weekend?
Unbelievable.
Does he stay at Mario's guest house?
Unbelievable. This guy started the season when FSU lost, started the season by saying, I'm taking notes. Mm-hmm. And he's at week 9, and he's going, blame the officials for the Hurricane success. I mean, look at the trail that Danny Cannell has gone down from the beginning of this season.
Danny, you better get you a trapper keeper for them notes, because this might get ugly.
Hey, I got a billion of them. Dylan, what does my shirt say? Say it loud. What does my shirt say?
Wait.
What does it say?
I keep receipts.
I got them. Yeah, and I got, that's my daughter. I got them all. I got like a billion of them. Like, I'm going to have to pay more for Apple to get another cash. like of another terabyte for all the receipts I'm keeping. It will come back one day, Hawk.
Yeah, one day. That's what somebody who had like 100,000 S&H green stamps said one day, and that thing went right out of business.
They have. To your point, though, I give them a hard time because it is wild how three games have had these unbelievable reviews. You are right, though. They have gotten the calls right, thank goodness, every single time. I couldn't resist.
That's fair. I'd have gone there.
You've seen the Virginia Tech and Cal and Louisville fans do the deep dive on Al Riveron, right?
I have not. Yes. No.
Oh yeah, like he grew up in South Florida.
He served
on the Miami Command. I am not.
You sound
not
like
backing the conspiracy. I'm just giving you background. Okay.
You sound me when I was growing up in Chicago and those. That 85 Bears team lost to the Dolphins, the only game that they lost all season. But Don Shula sits on the rules committee for the NFL. I mean, it was so obvious that that game was in the bag for the Dolphins. They weren't allowed them to go undefeated that season, which they would have. But Al Riveron, that's a stand-up individual. How dare you?
Good dude,
he is. I kid. I got nothing else to go on. I can't talk about anything on the field. I can't talk any smack about our play, so I have to go there.
Hey, Danny, speaking of Florida State, though, like you say, you're keeping receipts. Can they bounce back? You know, I know not this year, but like y'all were undefeated last year, arguing about the playoffs, and then you now it's 1-6. Can climbing the hill to being decent next year be just as fast as falling down the hill? Because I'm also asking for my Gators because we're not that damn good either.
Yeah, but like I do think you can. Will they? I don't know. Like I don't think there anybody, no matter what they add in the portal, I just don't think everybody's gonna have to see it to believe it. But like I think that the today's landscape, Channing, like they can clean house, both in the coaching staff, if they so choose. Like I think they will shake up a couple things in the coaching staff, but also the players. Like they got to find a quarterback because clearly they haven't found one yet. The offense, like now they know a lot of their issues. I think they got fooled. But I'll say this, talent evaluation, I think that shouldn't go like uncriticized because they missed on some guys, like big time. So like they need to reevaluate. They've got resources, even though they did waste some money this year. But like they can go out and buy new players, you know, add to their recruiting class, and then start from scratch. You know how in the NFL we see all the time at least one division, there's a worst to first. I think it's Washington. In Washington, the Commanders, they might be worst to first this year so far. Yep. But, like, every year there's a worst to first story. I think we're going to start seeing that in college football. Like, in Indiana's a great example. Like, they get a new coach, 13 new players follow that coach, and they're at the top of the Big Ten. Like, I don't know. I don't think they're as good as Ohio State, but it's an unbelievable turnaround. I think it's going to be easier to turn around programs than ever because of the portal and NIL. So that's my hope for Florida State. Like, I need to see what they do. But, like, that's your recipe because I don't think they're going to win with a lot of guys they have there now. But they'll go start from scratch again and build again and try to build it up from there. And I think they can. And similar to what your Gators should do. Now, I think the Gators might have found somebody in DJ Lagway. That dude, I love what I've seen from him so far. And, like, I can't wait to see what he does. He's going to have his hands full versus Georgia and Texas. Mm-hmm. But they got Ole Miss and LSU at home, Channing. I think they can catch one of those. And maybe both. And if they beat, it depends on kind of how bad things get. Like, do they get beat up? Are there injuries? But I think they could win their last three games potentially the way they've been playing. And DJ Lagway gives them some hope. So I think they could actually carry in some optimism going into the offseason if they can get there. If they don't, if they lose out, I think it's pretty obvious they clear out and move on from Napier.
Listen, Danny, if you have Napier's number, tell him don't renovate the bathrooms.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either. I wouldn't be doing any of those moves either.
Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman odds, college football week 9 lines as well. We always enjoy talking to you, especially on a football Friday and especially UMFSU week. Are you going to the game Saturday night? Are you bringing your notepad?
I want to take notes. No, I am sadly not going. What type of crowd do you think it'll be? My buddy, my co-host of my morning show on Sirius, Dusty Dvorak, is on the call with Dave Pasch. He was asking me what kind of crowd. Are you guys going to get more than 30,000? Like, I know it's cute when you guys are good. Like, you have a pretty good atmosphere. Do you expect it to be pretty loud?
Honestly, you're what are you, 1-7? The thing your team is known for most this season is a guy who's supposed to eat a cup of dog. And you are going to do this at the end of the interview?
That was a genuine question. That was a genuine question.
You're going to do that at the end of the interview?
I mean, genuine question.
How
it's going to be loud,
you?
Right? Like,
how,
I always brag about the state of Florida football.
How dare you?
Be 31,000.
How dare you?
Man, I'm okay
with this
record,
Channing. A new record.
See you, Danny.
All right, tell Al Riveron I said hello.
I mean, that guy, the nerve of that guy to do the crowd thing on this season with how empty Doak Campbell Stadium is.
They had a couple of
more people at Whataburger in Tallahassee than at an FSU game. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.